Was it yellow fever back in the day? What was it? They had.
What was that disease that made you turn yellow?
Oh, that's hepatitis B,
Was it yellow jaundice?
Same as hepatitis
now. They call it hepatitis.
Fancy name. What about that, you know, you get a pain?
From the sides?
Yeah. Did folks have another name for it before they knew what it was?
Appendicitis is all ever since I was a child growing up.
Some people used to die from it before they knew what it was. They might call it cramp colic or something.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of children died.
Now, something you get from malaria was
quinine.
Give quinine to control it.
Okay. And if you got a little cut on you, you might do what? You might put some a brown liquid on there.
Iodine.
Okay. All right. Now, if a man was shot and he didn't recover, you say he what?
He passed away.
Okay. Now, if you want a humorous way of saying that, you might say, "Well, I'm glad that old skin flint finally." Some way of saying that
played out or passed on.
Passed out, okay. Played out, something. Kicked the
bucket.
Right. He's been dead a week, but nobody's yet figured out what he
died with. Or?
Okay. Now the place they laid him away in the
morgue.
Grave.
In the grave.
Okay, you call that the what? The
cemetery.
Cemetery, okay. Any different types or different names you'd have for something like that?
Graveyard
or cemetery.
Okay. All right. What if it was out on a farm, a kind of a private one or something like that?
Well, used to, they did have private cemeteries on the home side or the home place,
uh-huh.
But no more.
Okay. Around the church or? Or
a private owned, someone that's built a cemetery that's donated or around the church.
You say he's an important man, everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. Now, the people dressed in black, you say they're
mourners.
Mourners, they're in their
sympathy.
They're in mourning. Woman, she lost control of herself, you might say. You'd say they were.
Hysterical or
taking on. Okay. If somebody saw you on the street on a day when you were just feeling about average, and they might ask you, "How are you feeling?" You'd say, "Oh,
fine.
Okay. I'm doing.
Doing good.
Doing good. Okay.
Yeah, doing all right.
Well." You know, you were just feeling about average that day, you might say. Well, I
think I'll make it.
Okay. I'm pretty tolerable.
Pretty tolerable or pretty lively.
Okay, now, somebody's troubled, you might say, "Oh, it'll come out all right. Just don't."
Don't worry.
Okay.
Come out in the wash.
All right. Somebody ate something that didn't agree with them. They
vomited it. That.
You vomited. Okay. Any other words? You'd say he. Boy, he really drank too much liquor. He had to go out back and
puke it up.
Okay. Any other words that you'd use maybe, you know, for eating something that tailed you couldn't stomach or something like that or. And maybe ate a hot pepper that got to you.
I didn't vomit that.
Okay. I had to go in the
throw up.
Throw up. Okay.